Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Yes, hi, hello, Steven. Thank you for joining us this week. Thank you for awaking from your slumber and rejoining us.
Okay.
Oh, let him apply
Yeah.
his
So
chapstick.
last time, sorry, my lips are very chapped. I'm just gonna put some chapstick on here. You don't need to hear any sounds, no ASMR. But basically, I was trying so hard to stay awake. I had my laptop open, internet was finally working. I fell asleep with my laptop on my lap in a sitting position with my glasses still on. So I'm sorry, everyone, but Maggie did great on her solo episode, so cheers to her.
Thanks, appreciate it. Are there any
Especially when she was not planning it.
yeah, just really off the cuff. Are there any thoughts you'd like to tell the people at home from last week? Just get off your chest.
I guess the main one would be the Olivia Rodrigo album. Maggie shit on my favorite song, Get Him Back. I think it's her best song in the album. We just have to agree to disagree on that point. But pretty much everything else she said, I will echo her thoughts.
I think everyone should just
I
like bully Steven into hating Get Him Back.
think it's kind of a fan favorite.
Well, I can't say I
That could
agree.
just be me projecting.
Yeah,
But
maybe you're just like looking for that. You're looking for keywords.
yeah, I might have made that up. But it's a fan favorite, okay?
You say so. Well, if that's the only thing you got, let's get right into this episode and let's talk about all these new developments that are happening with Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner in their
Yeah.
divorce.
Yes.
So, Sophie Turner filed a lawsuit against Joe Jonas claiming that he is illegally withholding their children's passports from her so she can't take them back to England. And she also decided to, or her lawyer at least, decided to use the word that abducted or abduction, as in Joe Jonas is kidnapping their own children that he has full, that he has custody of. Also that she learned about the divorce from the media, which I don't really believe when anyone says that. That's the thing that reality stars say. I on Twitter that I was getting divorced. Okay, I don't think that's true. I think you're
I don't
just
believe
in
that either.
denial that it was happening, probably.
Yeah, maybe they never used the word divorce, but they were separated. Come on. That's enough, Sophie Turner.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about this passport thing.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I do believe that this is happening. Don't get me wrong. I'm not calling her a liar.
Yeah.
She's definitely doing this. However, I guess I don't get why she's suing him. Don't you just like call the police?
That's what I would think. But then the last update that I read was that he did give over the passports and the children are in England with her as of like an
Oh.
hour ago. So like this didn't last long, which is why I agree with you. I don't understand why it was had to be a lawsuit.
Right, and like you just would like call the police and be like, he's like withholding my children from me.
Yeah,
And then be like, okay,
exactly.
give him up.
Yeah, that's literally how it would go. It's just turned to like a such a messy situation. And then you add Taylor Swift to the equation. I
Oh, man.
have
Don't get Maggie riled up.
I'm about to act up. I have had it with Taylor Swift. Not only was her being photographed with Sophie Turner after they ate dinner out in New York together, well, not only was that annoying, but that was so contrived. It was so calculated. And I am so goddamn sick of Taylor Swift swooping in on situations where she's gonna look like the hero, where she has no business inserting herself. None at all.
Right. Like, okay, I know that they're friends. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
When was the last time they were photographed together like this?
Never.
Come on now.
The last time I remember like any kind of like even social media and media interaction with them was when Fearless Taylor's version was released, and the From the Vault track Mr. Perfectly Fine, which is supposed to be inspired by Joe Jonas, she like posted some Sophie Turner posted something like saying it's not a bop. Yeah, that is literally the last interaction between them in the public that we that I can remember at least.
Same.
I just Taylor Swift, it's just like every time she hears about a woman in the media, doesn't matter who it is, what the situation is, what she knows about it, what she doesn't, anytime she hears about a woman in the media that is supposedly like going through it, being mistreated, she's in there the next day. They're out in New York, they're having dinner, they're talking, they're laughing, they're arm in arm. It's so annoying to me. It's just gets under my skin.
Bleeding her dry like a goddamn vampire, am I right?
Hello. It's so annoying to me. And listen, even though Taylor Swift like annoys the shit out of me and she makes me angry, I'm not like preying on Taylor Swift's downfall or anything, but I do think that there will come a day where something's gonna come out about Taylor Swift that's not gonna be good for her image. And I think it's just gonna have to do with like she crossed a line with someone in like a relationship, you know, and I don't know. I mean, everyone in pop culture is gonna have their cancel culture moment. Like it's just bound to happen. And I think that's what Taylor Swift's gonna be. She's gonna get too involved at some point. It's gonna get messy. And yeah, that's my
Yeah,
prediction.
I could see that. Yeah, it's tough being a Taylor Swift hater out here.
It
Again, we're
is.
not praying on her demise, but
No.
I'm just sick of seeing her every 5 seconds. Like,
I am. I'm
it's tough.
sick.
It's tough out here.
I'm sick. I'm sick. And you know, everyone is gonna be like, just, you know, coming at us from all angles about, well, Taylor Swift is one of the greatest performers of all time, and she's been mistreated, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Like, I get it. I get it all. But I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I really am. I'm trying to sound something that doesn't say something that doesn't sound awful.
I know.
I'm just like, I can't anymore.
I
I'm
can't.
over it.
Overit. So. Yeah, just ooh, that picture of Sophie Turner and Taylor Swift yesterday just got me really riled up.
Really
Like
got under that skin.
it did. It got under my skin so bad. Ugh. Okay. Well, now that I got all that off my chest, we can move on. So Angelica Ross, who has starred in many a Ryan Murphy project, like Pose, American Horror Story, what have you. She was taken to Twitter yesterday, putting Emma Roberts on blast about Emma Roberts making some transphobic comments towards her. The example that she used was when they were on set one day, they were kind of just like goofing around, whatever, and I forgot who she said it was, but someone that was working on the set was like, "All right, ladies, like, let's get back to work." And she said, Emma Roberts goes, "Don't you mean lady?" Oh. Oh. And if you watched Angelica Ross's Instagram live video, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't watch all
She's
of it,
not
but
live, obviously,
yeah.
but
I didn't watch all of it. I just saw up until like she was explaining that part, and she said, "I looked her dead ass in that camera. Like, who the fuck do you think you are?" And good. Good. Put Emma Roberts in her goddamn place. She's such a bully.
I always thought Emma Roberts was like a bitch, but I never thought of her as transphobic, so extremely disappointed. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, then, you know, in her defense, Angelica Ross did say that after she like went on this whole Twitter rant and Instagram rant that Emma Roberts did apologize to her privately, and they're all good now. She just wants Emma Roberts to be more socially aware and stand up for what's right. And yeah, couldn't have said it better myself.
Right. I was surprised that that was just like boom like that.
I know. Yeah, like after the way she was like going off, yeah, I'm surprised
Yeah.
too. I would like to see Emma Roberts make some kind of a statement, if I'm being honest, just because like this does have to do with transphobia and, you know, like working with Ryan Murphy is to work with everyone who's part of the LGBTQ plus community. So I just feel like putting out a statement that would say like she's sorry for her comments and she never made to make anyone feel uncomfortable and she's gonna learn moving forward and to like not make such joke so not to make jokes that are in such poor taste, then
Right.
I just think that would be beneficial on her behalf.
I feel like it still could be coming. I mean, this like literally just happened.
Yeah.
And like
And it
I
came
guess
out of
maybe she
nowhere.
like it really did. Yeah. I was shocked. So yeah, I hope she I don't know, I just like I guess like I don't get how you can like learn from that. In my mind. Like you're a grown adult. Telling a woman or like misgendering a woman purposefully. Like, at what point can you really learn?
I know. I think in Emma Roberts's mind, she was just making a joke, but like transphobia isn't a joke.
Right.
So, because I
Yeah.
think like from what I took away from the situation was that they were already like joking around and like being stupid, and then her joke just like crossed a line and it wasn't cool. And Angelica Ross just was like, "This is the day. This is the day I'm gonna call her out in public." And I was like, I mean, I was here for it.
I think that American Horror Story, like the new season, just came out.
Oh yeah, it did
So
yesterday.
I think that's why Angelica Ross like chose like yesterday to say it.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, like, do I think that Emma Roberts is like actually transphobic? Not really. I just think that she doesn't, at least in that instance, didn't think before she spoke.
Right.
So.
You might be right. She's just a bitch.
Yeah, like she's
And you know
just kind
what?
of like a
She plays the
bully.
best bitches.
She does. She does. Her and Lea Michele, I feel like, are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. Both being in Scream Queens together. Who can be the worst human?
Yeah, like, yeah. Who won the bully award on that set?
Definitely Emma Roberts.
Do you think?
I think so. Well, she was also like the main bitch. Like she was like the leading lady, you know?
Mm.
Like, what is Lea Michele gonna do? Like, buy Netflix for? That's
I just,
what they call her in the show. They
oh.
chanted at her actually repeatedly. Neck brace whore. Neck brace whore. Anyway.
Yeah, confession, I've never seen Scream Queens. I think I would hate it, but I just think that we've heard more about Lea Michele being a bully, just like more like specific situations of her being a bully.
True.
But Emma Roberts also has been arrested for domestic violence. So, I mean, I don't know. It could get messy. I feel like Lea Michele could cut you with her tongue and break you down. Like, she could really like build you up but break you down just as much.
Yeah.
And Emma Roberts, I feel like she would just like bitch slap you.
Right. Did you see that picture, that video of her running out of the bookstore?
No.
Like Bill Clinton was there, so a bunch of Secret Service were like crowding it, and she was like running through the crowd and pushing through people. She like pushed back. She pushed through a Secret Service agent. This just happened like last week. It's so funny.
Okay,
She's like, move.
I did read that headline, but like I didn't see the video. But case in point, you know, like she's ready to throw hands at any moment, and she doesn't
She's
care
like
who you are.
tiny.
Yeah, she will run, she will push a Secret Service man. Like, yeah, she's ready to fight.
Yeah, well, you should watch that video if you haven't seen it. It's very funny.
I will. Now that you say that, I'll go back and watch it. I'll find it. Okay, let's switch gears here to Ashton Kutcher, who, if you listened to last week's episode, you know my feelings about him and Mila Kunis. And
Right.
yeah, Stephen, I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, I didn't say anything when we started the episode when you asked my thoughts, because like I knew we were gonna talk about it again. And like literally the exact same sentiments that Maggie has, like the like vehemence she has in the vitriol she had in her comments toward them, same, because disgusting. Ugh, and then the fact that their apology was just, well, we didn't really know it was gonna be public. That's not an apology.
This, yeah, no, like you're sorry because you got caught. That's literally the definition.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, I feel the same as Maggie. Disgusted. So upset. Especially like when Maggie said he was like one of the like co-founders of this organization that helps stop human trafficking. That's what he's been like focusing on for the last like 10 years. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, so recently he decided to step down from the from being the ambassador of that organization. And to that I say good. Good. Because just with this like one simple letter to the court, or two, if we're including Mila Kunis's, just with those simple letters to the court, he discredited everything that he's done in the last 10 years.
Right.
And I mean
Right.
that. Like you can't be an advocate for victims of sex trafficking when you're going to defend a serial rapist. That's
No, you
disgusting.
can't. It's just like, and anyone who would like want to use that organization, like just with his name attached, like how would you feel safe?
Yeah. No, I would not feel like I could trust him or like really anyone else in the organization, but since he's gone, I feel like that would change. Yeah, I just ugh, it's just nasty to me. What they did is gross, and I don't know. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's end on a positive note, though. Well, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about this. Evangelia and Halsey, what are they doing together? What is going on there?
Okay. I'm not the biggest Halsey fan. I
No.
feel like they're just like annoying, but their lack of presence in the media lately, I think, made me forget about how annoyed I used to be by them. So now I'm like, okay, Halsey, whatever. And Avenjogia, you know, loved him since Victorious. You know, it's back. Come on. I just, it really works. It's kind of cute.
I'm looking at the pictures right now, the picture of them like holding hands and smiling, and I gotta say, I agree. They are pretty cute together. It's
Yeah.
just very unexpected. Like I didn't even know that they like existed in the same universe.
Right, me neither. Like, how did they meet? I don't know.
Yeah, I
But
want to
they're
know
both hot.
everything.
They look good together. So good for them, I guess. And
Could
like I said,
Avon?
I think I've softened up on Halsey a little bit.
Yeah, because she used to be like, okay, after Hopeless Fountain Kingdom came out, which by the way, still hate that album name. They
Yeah.
were insufferable.
Yeah. She was
Insufferable.
just like everywhere. She was too famous for her own good. Like,
Yeah.
Halsey
Like
was never meant to be that famous. I'm
no.
just gonna say
No, I was actually just about to say that too.
it.
She was never meant to play, yeah, she was never meant to be like a top 40 artist.
No.
And she
She
has,
did
and
not do
that's,
well with her fame.
yeah.
She was annoying and crazy, but I've softened up on her.
I feel the same.
Yeah. She just used to be like every other day, just like attacking someone on Twitter or saying some stupid shit and then retracting it. And I'm like,
Remember when she attacked hotels in general for not having shampoo and conditioner that was like people of color friendly? And everyone was like, girl, no one uses like no white person, black person, brown person, no one uses that shampoo unless it's like an emergency.
Right. Unless you're like me and have short hair that you don't give a shit about.
I mean, yeah, but
But yeah, like,
like
what woman uses that shit?
never. I think I maybe used it once and it was because it was an emergency. And I was also younger and I didn't really care about my hair the way I do now. But
Yeah.
yeah, that w it was just like so random and like so out of pocket. And everyone was like, girl, can you shut up? Please.
Yeah, and that's just how she is and was for a long time. But
Yeah.
you know what? I haven't heard anything from them in so long,
It
so.
has been a while. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'm kind of here for it.
I agree.
They
I
look
think they're
like,
very cute together.
yeah, they look like a hot, edgy couple.
They do. I wish nothing but the best for Evan Jogia.
Oh, always.
Truly.
Always.
Let's put him in more things, actually. While I'm at
Please.
it. Hollywood, please cast him. I would love to see him on the big screen.
I want to see him in like some A24 movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Little cute little indie romance. Yeah.
Yeah, like a good
Him and Halsey can star
heartbreaker.
in it together. Actually, no. I said him
Wait, what'd you say?
and Halsey can star in it together, and I said, actually, no.
No, I actually don't want to see Halsey in any feature film.
She's
We
going
had
to
to
be in
see her.
Maxine.
What?
She's going to be in Maxine.
What's that?
You know the Pearl and X, the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a new one called Maxine, and Halsey's in it.
Oh, well, her being in A Star is Born playing herself for 30 seconds on screen was enough to last me a lifetime, so.
Maggie and I gasped in the theater. It really took me out of the experience.
It did, because, like, we knew that she was gonna be in the movie, and this was when she was annoying, too. This was, like, peak annoying
Yeah.
Halsey.
Yeah.
We knew she was gonna be in the movie. We were like dreading it. We were just like so immersed in it that we both forgot. And when she showed up on screen, we like audibly gasped. It was like a
Yeah, we did.
oh my God.
Point A of why she does not need to be in any more movies.
Exactly. So, yeah, love you, Halsey. All right, let's get into our toast and our roast. You can go first.
Okay, let me look at my roast. Oh, yeah, okay. My roast goes to Drake because this man decided to use a picture of Halle Berry without her consent. And not just without her consent. He asked her if he could use the picture. She said no. Then he continued to use it.
Was it a
What
picture of
kind of
her?
sick fuck?
Was it a picture of her at the Kids' Choice Awards getting slimed?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a picture of
Okay.
her getting slimed. It looks like AI generated. Like, why did you even want to use this in the first place? She literally said no. How dare you, like, ask somebody to use their picture, and then when you get denied, you still use it? What was the point of asking?
And Halle Berry, of all people, you're gonna disrespect?
Yeah, like, Academy Award winner Halle Berry. Disrespectful. How audacious. Like,
Wow, I knew that she didn't give consent, but I didn't know that she actually like denied it.
yeah, she said herself. She's like, he asked me and I said no.
Wow.
I'm like,
What a
that is
fucker.
just so bold. Like, why do we let him do these things? So disrespectful.
He should have asked Katy Perry, and it could have been a still for when she got like blasted with slime in the face at the Kids' Choice Awards, and she probably would have said yes, and
She
that would have
probably
made it,
would have.
and it would have made a better cover anyways.
Yeah. Wild. It's just like off her Kids' Choice Award picture.
Yeah, really. Like, let's think about
Weird
it. Kids' Choice Awards.
behavior. Weird behavior. Anyway, my toast was to Jennifer Garner. Did you see those new paparazzi pictures of her?
I did. Her giving her literal shoes and socks to a homeless man. Yes.
Yeah, she saw this homeless man that he's in a wheelchair. He's not wearing any shoes. And she literally just walks up to him and gives him her shoes to wear. What an angel.
I
And
know.
like, I know some people were being cynical about it. Like, well, she knew the paparazzi were there. I was like, I don't fucking care. How many people would have just gave him $10 and kept walking or just ignored him? She still gave him her fucking shoes,
Yeah, my
regardless
God.
if she knew the paparazzi were watching. Like, she's doing a good thing.
I also don't think that she knew the paparazzi were watching.
No. It's like
It's not like
Jennifer
she
Garner's
called
like
them.
45 years old. She's not like calling the pop like she's not calling the paparazzi to be
Please.
no. Like, stop being so cynical. Some people can just be nice, okay?
Yeah, some people are just like actually good people. Believe it or
Yeah.
not. Believe it or not.
So yeah, I just thought that was so sweet of her.
It was great. My roast goes to, I don't even know if I'm gonna say her last name right. I don't really care though. Lauren, that's Boebert. Boebert, the congresswoman, senator, whatever the fuck she is, hater,
Yeah.
right winger. I'm roasting that bitch because she was caught canoodling with someone. I don't know if she's married or whatever, at an all ages Beetlejuice show. She was literally giving an over the pants hands job, and he was all up on her, groping her boobs and whatever. And so she was escorted out. Oh, she was also vaping too. So she was escorted out of the theater. But this is the same person who has the audacity, as many other right-wing people do, have the audacity to say that drag shows and other LGBTQ plus events are where kids can't be because, you know, they're getting groomed and sexual things are happening, and God forbid a kid sees that. What were you doing? You were literally performing sexual acts where there were many a children in involved, or not involved, but like in the same vicinity. So, do you have to say about that?
I'm just disgusted.
Yeah.
Like,
First of all, at
ew.
Beetlejuice?
In a family production? Like, at
Yeah.
any, like, public show? Like, go to the bathroom or something, you freaks.
That's what I'm saying. I know. Like, meet each other in like the handicapped stall or something. I don't know. But like, Beetlejuice too? Like, Beetlejuice gets you going? That's weird in itself.
Right. Like, seen that freaky little man on stage, you nasties.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. So, yeah, fuck her. My toast, though, goes to Sydney Sweeney and her 80s prom themed birthday party. Did you see this? Amazing.
Yeah.
Down to the staircase photo. Oh my God, it was so good. I love theme parties. I wish I had that many close friends where I could invite a bunch of people to my birthday, or just like have a random theme birthday and everyone would dress up and be on point, because I love that shit. Everyone looks so good. She looks so good. I wish I was invited. I had FOMO. It was great.
Yeah, I had a very strong feeling it was going to be your toast.
Really?
I just knew you would have eaten that shit up, and you
And I did.
did.
You know me so well. I just love a
I
good
really do. I was
theme.
like, oh my God, Meg is going to love it. Yes.
I just love a good theme party. I just think it's so funny to like see people in
Yeah, it was great. No
costumes.
notes.
Yeah. Like when it's, I mean, that's the only reason I love Halloween. Like
Yeah.
I don't like scary stuff. I'm not like one of those people's like, oh my God, pumpkin spice and cider mills and blah, all that kind of stuff. I just like Halloween the day because I like to dress up.
I like it all, unapologetically.
And that's fine. I just,
It is.
yeah. No,
I'm
I'm
not
not, okay.
embarrassing about it, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not
I
like
keep it to
shaming.
myself.
Yes, I'm not shaming anyone for, liking their pumpkin spice lattes and loving their cider mills and going on hay rides and haunted houses and all that stuff. Good for you. I am just not like completely obsessed with the fall and Halloween like that. I just really like Halloween the day because I like dressing up and I like going to Halloween parties, Halloween bar crawls. Anytime there's an opportunity to dress up, I'm doing it. And I'm going all out.
Yeah, same actually.
It's just fun.
This is like slightly adjacent, but did you see that Christian Girl Autumn meme girl? She finally was heading up north to take her pics.
Yes, I did. And I'm very excited to see the updated ones. So
Yeah, I love that like she's like an she announces it in advance, like so
know.
we can anticipate.
It's so good,
I
though.
respect it because
Yes.
we were laughing at her and now we're laughing with her. So good for
Yes.
her. She really spun it around and she made it a brand. Really respect it.
And I love it. And she's not, and she is someone on the internet who's like, who, yeah, like made it a brand, but she didn't turn into like this weird influencer. She's not like making all these like weird TikToks and like partnering with all these brands. She literally just goes every fall, takes her little fall pictures with the leaves and her big knit hats and posts the pictures and calls it a day. So,
I love it.
and I love it. Yeah. All right, well, that just about does it. You guys know where to follow us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. What else am I missing? Is that it? Yeah, tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And whoever's giving us 1-star ratings on Apple Podcasts, fuck you. If you don't like it, just don't listen.
Damn.
It's really
Yeah,
downgrading our
you
score, and
bitches.
I'm not liking it.
Yeah, you know what? It's because we're getting more famous. We've been getting more listeners every episode.
We're
You know,
getting
we
a
got some
lot of
gainers
listens
too.
in a week, too. Like, way more than we have, and I'm loving it. Knock on wood. I hope it keeps going up.
Exactly. So, I mean, I guess with some popularity, we're gonna get the haters too.
I guess it
But you
just
know what?
comes with the
Show yourselves.
territory. Yeah, I
Don't hide
know.
behind that 1 star.
Yeah, get in my comments. Just kidding. Don't get in my comments. I'll cry. Don't.
We might, but
Yeah. Don't do that. Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
bye.